Today's message for Tuesday, 4th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Enjoying Supernatural Speed. Part 2. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. And she said unto her husband, Behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually, 2 Kings 4 verse 9. God's design for you this year is to accomplish great things that are beyond your natural ability and capacity. To ensure you succeed, He is releasing grace for supernatural speed. But like Elijah, you must position yourself to walk in that grace. One of the attributes that positioned Elijah to enjoy supernatural speed is that he had a sensitive and discerning spirit. In the midst of the tension around him, Elijah could perceive what was going on in the spirit realm. He was able to pick it up that there is a sound of abundance of rain, 1 Kings 18 verse 41. To get ahead triumphantly in the new year, you need that discerning and sensitive spirit, so that in spite of the noises around, you will still be able to perceive what heaven is saying. Like Micaiah, you must be able to pick up conversations taking place in the heavenly places so that you can align yourself with God's program, 1 Kings 22 verse 17 to 23. God did not tell the great woman of Shunem that Elisha was the prophet who held the key to the breakthrough she had desired all her life. She was the one that perceived who the man of God was. That is the product of a discerning and sensitive spirit. Had she not perceived appropriately, she might have forfeited the blessing of a child. Paul wrote to the Christians in Philippi, praying that they might abound in all discernment so that they might possess all that God designed for them, Philippians 1 verse 9. You too must make it a subject of intense prayer that the Lord will help you to be discerning and keenly sensitive in the Spirit. Receive that grace in Jesus' name. Further Bible reading. 2 Kings 4 verse 8 to 37. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.